But we ask you to pray and just to listen and bless those it is for. Now, Jesus told many parables to his disciples and to the crowds he was ministering to. But as he explained to his disciples, they would not understand what he was saying. But most people who heard would not understand, as their minds would be closed. I'd like to tell you a modern day parable. Anybody heard of Max Bygraves? Yeah? I'm going to tell you a story. Once upon a time. Well, all good stories start that way, don't they? But that's not the way Jesus started. He started with, there was. There was a large stables in the country. Right out in the country with miles and miles of beautiful fields and woods. And a large stream ran right the way through the property. The owner was a gentle, white-haired and bearded gentleman. Who's going to stand up? He is the owner and the father. Thank you. Who had a son who was of similar disposition. Here's the son. Thank you. Running the stables from them was a very experienced trainer. We've got trainer and teacher. So we can actually relate to these people, can't we? Yeah. Who with the son loved the horses, and most of them responded to their words. The horses understood every word that the son and the trainer said, but not all responded to the training. The stables were extremely well known throughout the world for successful racehorses, riding horses, and a breeding program. It all sounded so idyllic. But. There's always a but, isn't there? Some of the horses would not respond to the kind words and actions of the trainer and the son, even though they knew and could see that after their working lives, the lush green fields all round the stables would become their home forever, where they could relax, eat, run round, and be fussed all the time by the owner who loved them dearly. The retired horses, whenever they saw the owner, would come running up and nuzzle him as much as possible. They loved him too. The trainer and the son warned the badly behaved horses of the consequences of their actions. They will be taken from the stables without warning and delivered to the local slaughterhouse, where they will be turned into pet food. That was a warning to the horses that some of them just would not be trained. Some of the horses immediately changed. Others took a bit longer. The owner, the father, seeing what was happening in the stables, realized that drastic action was needed, sent his son to take full control of the stables. The horses were separated into the good and the bad. The good horses worked as instructed. The bad horses went through an intensive course of retraining. Some responded and went back to work. A short time later, the son went into the field with the bad horses to give them another chance. He was a very loving person. He wanted to pet them, talk to them, just love them. So he wanted to give them some gentle training. But all of a sudden, they stampeded. They ran at him and trampled him underfoot. Son was badly injured and died in terrible agony from his injuries. The father was heartbroken and with much reluctance sent all the horses concerned straight to the slaughterhouse, as it was obvious that training would not work and they would be a bad influence on the rest of the horses. is a moral to the story. Can't you guess? Jesus said, we're going back to the Bible now, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, though whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, but he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. It's taken from John 3:16-21, my favorite passage in the Bible. That comes from the story of Jesus with Nicodemus. It's not going to be a long sermon this morning, don't worry. I love this story. Nicodemus, such a learned man, a Pharisee, used to come to Jesus at night because he didn't want anybody to know that he really wanted to learn more. And Jesus would sit down with him in a one-to-one. I think that's really fantastic, isn't it? One-to-one, and would teach him. And he just taught him how to be one with God. One thing he said, you must be born again. Now those amongst us who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior know what being born again is. Nicodemus didn't. Nicodemus needed training. The horses did. And Jesus spent a lot of time training him, telling him how to be with the Father. We all can be with the Father this morning. What a long sermon. If you're not with the Father this morning through Jesus the Son, now's your chance. A special chance. If there's one person in this church who doesn't know Jesus this morning and turns to him, my job this morning is done. Praise God. If we all know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we should be really celebrating as we have. God is good. We're going to sing some worship songs in a minute where we hope to lift our Saviour up. This sermon, strange it may seem, was given to me 35 years ago. I was asked to preach in a church in Dagenham, and it was a large meeting, and I was very, very nervous what I was going to do and what I was going to say. I was a youngish Christian then. And I sat down and prayed, and all of a sudden, this story came alive in my head. So I honestly believed it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Again, what Jesus was saying about the Holy Spirit. We were given the Holy Spirit to lead us and to show us the way. Now the way is through Jesus, our Saviour. That is it. Was that story different? I will tell you, I've made one change. Where it says the abattoir, in 35 years ago, we called it a knacker's yard. I'm sure the older ones amongst us have heard of knacker's yards. Horses used to go to knacker's yards at the end of their lives, didn't they? And they actually used to be eaten then, or again would be turned into pet food. So we know what it's all about. Now, I'm going to ask that we, first of all, join together in worship. We're going to sing a song. A song that we learned a little while ago called Jesus, What a Wonderful Name.